Am I Being Hazed? By Jose F. Helou, Jr. We are in the large and well-appointed office of Dr. Kopf of the University of Geophysical Sciences, or UGS. There are posters and models of various rockets and spacecraft, and computer screens showing satellite photos of Earth and other planets. Dr. Kopf is meeting with colleagues.
Welcome, Dr. Niemand. Glad you could make it.
I had to come. I had to stop you from making this mistake.
We need somebody else on imaging. There's just too much coming in for the team to handle.
That's only for a short while. We can't take the risk right now.
We're going to have to grow the group soon anyway, and I've worked personally with Dr. Markham. He's a fine gentleman, and I'm sure he'll see the importance of the work we're doing.
It's a risk. It always is. But I don't want to lose a brilliant researcher if there's a way to avoid it. Do we really have to clue him in?
How's he going to help us without that? He'll figure it out anyway. Yes, it's all or nothing. Just like always. And if it's nothing, it has to be absolutely nothing.
It's a pretty big carrot.
It's a pretty big stick, too. Everything he's done? Repudiated?
Not repudiated. Continued. Emphasized, even. Tenure plus a Gestalt professorship at UGS? Few people turn that down.
And it's always been bad for them if they did.
Come in. Welcome, Dr. Markham.
I understand you wanted to see me.
Yes, a matter of some import, I would say. First, congratulations on your work with Hasselblad integrals. That paper was utterly brilliant.
Thank you. I've always loved analyzing satellite telemetry because there's so much more that you can pull out of the data just based on the stochastics. I'm glad to see the Hasselblad get some attention at last.
We're building a team to do some remote mapping, and we'd like you to become a part of it.
Think it over carefully before you answer, though.
Think what over? I haven't been given anything to think over yet.
Fair enough. There is an element of security, shall we say. Because to work on this project, you will become privy to some information that cannot leak out under any circumstance.
Like a security clearance?
Less formal, but more vital.
More like a private version of building an H-bomb.
Only it's not an H-bomb.
Well, what is it?
I told you.
We're not building bombs. Nothing like that.
Dr. Markham, I've worked with you for many years now, right?
Yes.
And all this time, I've had the greatest respect for you and for your work.
And I for yours. What are you getting at?
What if I were to tell you that none of your work was true, while at the same time, all of it was correct?
I'd probably say you should run for office.
What if I did, and I offered you a cabinet position?
Are you running for office?
Not exactly, but there is a cabinet position.
What if I told you that I would tell you what I would tell you, if you told me what it was that you are not telling me?
This is not going to work.
What is not going to work? Why do I feel like I'm in a bad spy novel?
Because you are not going to believe what we are going to tell you.
But if you do, you will see why we are telling it to you.
Let me try this a different way. Here are the results from your last Hasselblad analysis. Do you recognize them?
Yes. They're from my latest paper, the one you were referring to. Stochastic Analysis of Deep Space Acoustic Fields. You helped review that paper.
Yes. And what is the next thing you're going to apply your technique to?
If I told you, would you tell me what you are not telling me?
I'll save you the trouble. Do you recognize this? It's from the same satellite data.
Yes, that's what I'm working on now. I'm having a hard time getting the tensor fields to line up.
That's because they won't. That's not real data.
What do you mean it's not real data? I got it straight from the Apocynthian probe.
There is no Apocynthian probe.
I worked on it myself. I designed the spectromagnetometer for it. You are the primary investigator for it. We both watched it launch.
We both watched a rocket launch, but the Apocynthian probe wasn't on it.
There is no Apocynthian probe.
There are no satellites.
It's all fake. All the data, all the transmissions, all the pictures, all of it.
Your analysis is real, though.
Real good. So good you got ahead of the whole project. We didn't anticipate you would use your technique on images.
And we need to create images that can withstand that technique, because other people are going to think of it too.
Am I being hazed? Is this some professor version of Rush Week?
I was going to say no, but actually, that isn't a bad analogy, except that this one matters. The Earth is flat.
Oh, Christ, you too?
All of us. You seem to think this is a joke. It most certainly isn't. This has been known for many years, but only by a select few who have taken it upon themselves to ensure that the secret never gets out. Because if it did, the spirit of humanity would be crushed.
You know of the behavioral sink.
Yes, Calhoun's mouse utopia. Bad end every time.
That's where we're at. Flat Earth, dome cap, no escape. Humanity needs to aspire. That's what the space program is all about. And if there can't be one, we have to create it one way or another.
That's what we do. We create the Disney rides for all of humanity.
That's ridiculous. You could never keep that secret. It's too easy to prove one way or another.
But nobody ever does. It's amazing what nobody ever does. You've been a professor of planetary geophysics. Have you ever measured the Earth? Yourself?
Of course I have.
Why? Did you suspect it might be flat? Oh, you have your answer now.
I had my answer when I measured it.
With what instruments? What assumptions? Everything depends on something else, and you certainly didn't do all the something else's.
And that's where we come in. We make sure all the something else's fit. Every place that data goes, we make sure it's the right data.
You couldn't possibly do that. You'd need hundreds of thousands of people, and some of them would talk.
There are 314. It's all we've needed, until now. None of them talk, because if they did, they'd be ridiculed out of everything they have.
We do a pretty good job of it. But you stuck your fork in it with that damned Hasselblad integration. And now we have to cover for that, too. Which is why you're here.
I'm here because you told me there was an interesting opportunity. I'm waiting to hear it.
A Gestalt professorship at UGS. Licensing of your Hasselblad integration at $500,000 a year, and the knowledge that you will be saving humanity from existential collapse.
And for all that, what would you want from me?
We need all the satellite imagery to be made Hasselblad integration safe, whatever it takes to alter the images to make the tensor fields line up or make it reasonable that they do not. You will have all the computing power you need at your disposal.
That's not something I can do. The images are out there.
But the overlay isn't. Create that overlay, and we will ensure that it finds its way to the right places.
We also need more satellite images to match up with the new probes being launched. So that overlay would need to be built into our existing image creation software.
Space cameras get better every year.
And we'll need, of course, absolute secrecy.
Of course. Isn't this the point at which you bring in a suitcase full of cash?
I don't think you're taking this seriously at all.
I told you.
Oh, I'm taking this very seriously. The European Space Agency is also interested in my Hasselblad integration techniques. I find it interesting that only now have you seen fit to tempt me to stay at UGS.
And what does the ESA say?
What if I told you that they told me that you would tell me the things you aren't telling me?
You don't need to tell me. But in the end, you can be on one side of the data or on the other side. Now you can see that there is nothing on the other side. Let us know which way you will go.
Thank you. I will.
What do you think?
He's not buying it.
Would you have if you were in his shoes?
It's a lot to swallow. Give him time.
What if he says no?
He fades out. We get somebody else.
And what if he talks?
Really, who would believe him except some stupid YouTubers? He says two words about this and his academic career is toast. He keeps quiet and he gets to keep publishing papers.
Fake papers.
But nobody will know the difference. And if he says no, it shows that even he doesn't know the difference. Anyway, thank you two for coming. Always a pleasure.
Till next time.
See you at the Rotunda.
Hello?
What if I took your offer? Would I be able to do some of my work through the ESA?
We could probably arrange that, as long as they do not know anything about your arrangements with us. Of course.
Of course.
This never gets old.
Blackout. Dr. Kopf is voiced by Paul E. Doniger. Dr. Avram is voiced by Phil Hahn. Dr. Niemand is voiced by Jen Gantworker. Dr. Markham is voiced by Aaron Kaplan. Written and narrated by Jose F. Helu, Jr. Copyright 2021, Jose F. Helu, Jr.